The Osgood File, sponsored by Kronos, providing cloud-based workforce management solutions for organizations of all sizes. Kronos, K-R-O-N-O-S, workforce innovation that works. More at Kronos.com. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network, therapy on four legs.
Dogs have been proven to lower blood pressure, lower stress, and decrease anxiety just by offering the unconditional love and support.
More after this from Charlie. Lately, when there's a tragedy, the response doesn't just involve police and fire, and doesn't just involve FEMA and aid workers. Lately, the recovery effort also involves animals, and in particular, therapy dogs, like the ones raised by Moshele Coffey.
They love the work, and they get so excited just to comfort people and to be able to have lots of attention from people.
They were used after the bombings in Boston and for the victims of Hurricane Sandy, and they also visit hospital patients. CBS correspondent Magali Laguerre-Wilkinson talked with cancer patient Darren Kelly, a professional actor, undergoing chemotherapy for a cancerous growth in his neck. It's an ordeal that's a little more bearable thanks to a couple of therapy dogs who aren't fazed by the machines and the doctors and who wag their tails no matter what's going on.
I've lost my taste buds. Right now, the dogs are, that's medicine.
That is medicine. Yeah. Is that how you see it?
It's medicine, it's therapy, it's distraction, it helps you get through.
But does the science back that up? Nurse practitioner Catherine Concert was part of a 3-year study into whether therapy dogs can reduce stress for cancer victims. And the results won't be out for a few months. But when you ask her,
I think you can show positive results. If the patients come in, they're anxious. A dog walks in. Their anxiety level goes down.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.